Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome, BBS. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to the conference, Wednesday conference. You may say your name and your location if you want to. We're waiting for Wynn to come in and Terry. And welcome. You may state your name and location if you want to.
Hi, this is Teresa in Indiana.
Teresa, good evening. Nice to have you.
Nice to have you. It's good to hear your voice, Lucy.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome to the Wednesday conference. You may state your name and location if you want to.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Don.
Nice to have you.
Hi, Don.
Yes, BBS. We are on BBS, and as we see that we're getting still calling. Welcome to Wednesday conference. You may state your name and location if you want to. If not, it's okay. Welcome. Nice
but
to
only
have
you. If you want to.
Did Wynn join the caravan?
Yeah, that's what we say.
Ride off into the
that's
night.
That's what we were wondering. I think Heist went with him.
It was a lot of fun, though. It was very interesting.
In a town near you soon.
Yes. Welcome to Wednesday conference call. Let me state your name and location if you want to.
Hi, this is Cindy in Peoria, Arizona.
Hi, Cindy. How are you? How's the weather there?
Weather's perfect right now. This is what we wait all year for this time of year. So, beautiful.
Oh, nice. Same in Florida. Same thing. The perfect weather.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to Wednesday conference. You may state your name and location if you want to. We are live on BBS also. Good evening, everyone. Yes? I didn't catch your name.
Kenneth Williams, Columbia, Maryland.
Welcome. Welcome to Wednesday conference. Nice to have you. We're still waiting for Wynn to come in with and Terry. Maybe we should have a hug and everybody be happy about that, you guys.
That's a good idea.
Okay, let's do that. 3, 2, 1, go.
Ooh,
nice.
That's a great big hug.
Thank you. That was so good. That was nice.
Well, it's like you're going to do the show.
it's only 3 minutes after 9. It's no big deal. So who's ready to go with the caravan? All around the country in a motorhome. That sounds nice. Everyday vacation. How's that? What are we going to do? Is somebody going to sing a song while we're waiting? What are we going to do? Welcome to Wednesday conference. Nice to have you. Let me send your name and location if you want to.
Well, I've been dancing on my end. I obviously never understood.
Michael in Camino, California.
Hi, Michael. Nice to have you. We're live on BBS, and everybody waiting for Wynn and Terry. And we're thinking that they gone with the caravan with the gypsy. Having a good time. Is Wynn post email yet?
I don't know. I'm not by the computer right now. I can go check, though.
Not yet.
Come on. We don't have Jim either.
We're waiting for the rudder. We built the ship. We've got to guide it.
Welcome to Wednesday conference. We're live on BBS. We're waiting for wind to come in.
We're waiting for the cosmic midwife.
Yes, exactly. He's the best.
Calling Channel 9.
Okay, see what we have tonight. Subject. I don't see any. Let's see.
Has anybody on the call ever gone through Rolfing, that like massage technique?
No. I did.
Did you?
No, I haven't.
Is that recently or a long time ago? There's somebody talking about it.
Long time
ago.
I don't have. I didn't get the. We didn't get no. No email.
I did a long time ago.
Yeah, was it real painful when you did it, or? There's a guy talking about it in Coast to Coast recently, and he said that they improved the technique so it doesn't hurt the way it used to, but it still loosens up all the stuck places in your body. Sounded interesting.
We have somebody on the line. Welcome to Wednesday conference. We're also live on BBS.
Live.
Everybody, good night.
Good evening.
We're waiting for Wynn and Terry.
Maybe you forgot what day it is.
Which call was that?
This Wednesday conference call. But I didn't get no email. Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday conference call.
Carolina.
Hi, it's Chris in Memphis.
Good evening. Welcome.
Hello.
You mistake your name and location, the one we skip. So everybody's ready for Thanksgiving?
No. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a nice family. It's a nice family holiday. I really like that. Everybody's feel happy.
Lucy,
yes.
Is that you moderating it?
Yes.
Where are you from originally?
Oh, I'm from Montreal, so I have a French accent.
Oh, okay. Nice, nice city of the old part, and Quebec too, the old city right now.
Yes.
You guys
don't
have Thanksgiving up there, do you?
No, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
But you do. You do it in October instead of November.
No, but we're not celebrating like we do here with family, everybody. We're not. I know on the French side, we don't.
You mean Canada celebrates Thanksgiving in October?
Yeah, it's a holiday, but we're not celebrating. I mean, we don't get together. We don't have special meals or stuff like that to talk about. On the French side, I don't know the English side. Welcome to the Wednesday conference call. You may set your name and location if you want to. We're waiting for Wynn. Does somebody have a Wynn phone number or eyes? Maybe
yes, this is Edna. I'm going to call Wynn.
Okay, sound good. Maybe they forgot.
Maybe he fell asleep.
Right on.
He's on the road.
He'll be right on.
Welcome to the Wednesday conference call. Good evening. You may state your name and location if you want to.
Hi, this is Terry, Nevada.
Hi, nice place. Good evening. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
We're waiting for Wynn and Terry. Somebody's giving them a call. Okay. So they went on the road with the gypsy and they forgot about us.
Yeah, maybe they did. maybe he's waiting to see what happens if he doesn't show up. Huh?
Well, I always think he can sing a different song or something.
Oh, enough people to talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
Teresa's a singer.
Yeah, Teresa, sing a song.
Okay. Yes, let's do it.
Okay, you know that that little phrase I picked up from when Hives used to say, only if you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a song about it called Only If You Want To, obviously, but I can sing that if you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here I go. Only if you want to, we can hold hands. And only if you want to, we can walk on the sand. Only if you want to, we can ice cream. But only if you want to. Only if you want to, we can make a plan. And only if you want to, we can dance to band. We can spend our lives together, you and I. But only if you want to. Only if you want to, we can sing a song. And only if you want to, we can make it on. It can be a song we sing our whole life through. But only if you want to. Only if you want to, I'll always love you. And only if you want to, I'll always be true. We can make a life together, you and I. But only if you want to. Only if you want to.
Teresa, hello, 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 hello. Hello?
Oh, well,
oh, win.
Teresa,
I wasn't gonna stop you, except that I'm so late. And
well, they wanted me to entertain, and I'm so glad you're here.
Well, you're doing really great. Thank you. I kept thinking I'm going to let her finish. And then there was another chorus. And then
that's
another chorus. So I better get on the ball, okay? So thank
only
you.
Only if you want to.
Only if I want to. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Everett from Phoenix and Gary Brownlee from Redondo Beach for calling.
For calling
okay.
Who? Terry? Did you
they
forget Terry?
Me.
Did you forget too?
I did. I forgot. I thought it was. I just forgot.
Yeah, we had Edna to call you guys.
we thought it was Tuesday. Okay. This is the problem when you start going into higher dimensions.
Lost time.
Uh-huh. You start losing track of time. And today was a really busy day, and I was in the middle of a project, and then Terry came in and said, Where's the call? So, anyway. Well,
did you say dimensions or dementia?
Well, it's a combination of dementia, and ADD. You know, you do have to be spaced out to do this job. Okay? You do.
Well, I must commend Lucy. She took the helm and kept everything rolling right along.
Thank you.
Well, Lucy, Ron.
Lucy, you didn't start channeling, did you?
No. I asked somebody to sing a song. Couldn't I sing Christmas song? It's too early.
Right. Hey, I'm just curious, before I start the tape recorder, honestly, I got interesting feedback from a Monday call, and one person said, that person didn't really understand what you're doing. And another person said, I'm so glad people are going out doing this. And I thought I would give a couple of my thoughts. But any of you guys have thoughts, comments on Monday call?
I want to join them.
Yeah, I know Chris Ware wanted to join them. I knew it.
I mean, like Ken Casey and Mary Pride, New Age Ken Casey and
electric
plate acid test without the acid. Maybe.
You know, when we're thinking that you were gone, you and Terry were gone, you were gone in on the road with them, and you forgot about us.
Right. No. Well, I considered it, but I didn't do it, you know. And I'm not going to go on the road because we have been learning to go on the road without leaving our rooms.
Well, we're so glad you're not going that you're going to stay with us.
Who is that? Teresa?
Teresa, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And thank you guys all for giving us a purpose, okay? Okay? And
you're welcome.
Having a purpose to get up every day and having people that care about you and care about and that you're influencing is really a cool thing, okay? And I hope that some of you rise to the occasion and the ability to do that for others. And in any case, we better get started. And needless to say, welcome to all the new people that came on the line. And Heise, are you there?
Hi. No, Heise is not
no,
here. He said he
no.
couldn't come in tonight.
Okay, he didn't think in. He didn't think it was Tuesday, did he?
He's probably.
So let me see if you have any questions tonight. I didn't even send out my email. Okay. Now, I didn't send out an email on Sunday, but that's because I was at the show. But let's get started here.
This conference is being recorded.
Hello, Wynn?
We don't hear you, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn? Well, let me see what happened here. It's probably muted. All right. I'm going to get him. He got disconnected, so he's calling back right now. So he's almost on. we were sitting, we got our white headphone Bluetooth headset on. Can't hear you.
What?
What? You got muted.
Okay.
There you are. We can hear you now.
You can hear me now, but everybody's unmuted. And for some reason, hang on a sec. Somebody was unmuting me. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. All right. We're in good shape. Well, it wouldn't be perfect unless we were having phone conversations. Phone problem. Hang on. And now I can't mute those things. All right. I don't understand it, but I can't mute the tones. So we're gonna. I hope we don't have too many tones. Something is wrong. But I know what the problem is. Terry, are you there? Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
You're there?
Yes.
I called back again and didn't make myself a moderator, so I'm going to call back one more time. I'll be right back.
All right. So Wynn and I are in Sedona, and the time in Sedona has changed. I mean, the time in California changed. However, the time here didn't change. So the time of our call changed. Normally we do it at
6:00. Okay.
We do it at
7:00. Now I'm back. All right. Okay, we're going to go right to it. And I'm not even going to tell my story. But I think we have a couple of questions today. And just a second. We have, are you ready, Terry?
As ready as ever.
As ready as ever?
Yes. Which means ready to get out of the way.
You're ready to get out of the way.
Yes.
All right. That's a good way of describing it. And that's probably true for life in general, is it not? Getting ready to get out of the way. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, every person listening on the internet, everyone listening to a replay, and that any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And just before we start our questions, I would like to just put out the intention that our planet be protected to the maximum degree possible, honoring free will and the highest good of all concerned, and that on behalf of ourselves and all those people on our planet that are reaching out for a loving, positive transition into the higher realms, and that all those things necessary come to us to help us reach the maximum amount of people out there who are still feeling alienated, that have come in from higher dimensions, and that are scared and in fear because they don't understand what's going on. And on that note, do our sources have an introduction for us this evening?
This is Ra On. We are here. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We notice as we interface with you in your dimension and density, the change in the time, the difference in all of the vectors that come together to provide the background, to provide the home where you are and where we are with you. We take a moment and we connect with those who wish to be touched and connected. And we are ready to answer questions.
Thank you very much. Now, we have a question here from Don Herman. And you have made a number of references to what you call stuck energy or stuck geometry. How does stuckness manifest itself in people's lives? And how would their lives be improved if everything was flowing advantageously? Thank you.
Thank you. As we look at that question, we see that there, within the third density, is a fixedness, a certain fixedness that gives structure to the housings within the third density. And within the sixthness, there are abilities or opportunities or plans or models for flow to move. And within the flow, there can be hindrances to the flow. There are places where flow is appropriate, and there are places where flow hinders the operation. There is an optimum flow. There is, in the chakra system, an optimum spinningness, an optimum interconnectedness. Within the body system, there is the flow of lipids. There is the flow of energy. There is a flow of signals. And there is connection with the outer sphere at many levels. They're within the system of the body are connections to the stars, to the moon, to gravity. When one tries to hold or one has been traumatized, so one holds back in the flow of connection with their fellow men, then this can create a vortex within the individual wherein the person does not give and take and receive what that person needs in order to grow, to live at an optimum level, at a satisfactory level, at a beyond satisfactory level. There are stucknesses that are beneficial. The jamming on of the brakes when one is coming upon something where one needs to slow down very fast. So there is an opportune time for stucknesses. When the stucknesses get into problems, it is where they are coming in inappropriately, where the functioning is off-timing, and where there is an obsessiveness to shut down, where the body may shut down, where it would be better for it to flow. So there are not strict rules here in a way as far as stuckness is being bad. Stucknesses are not necessarily bad, but the appropriateness is important of the application of the pedal, bringing on the gas, the appropriateness, the brakes coming on. It takes coordination for things to run optimally. We hope that has helped some. We turn it back to you for further questions.
Thank you. I wanted to share how I personally experience this for myself. And for many, many years, I didn't understand myself. I didn't understand how it worked. I had a lot of phenomena, and I studied a lot of things. And now, how I see it for myself, it feels as if you could use the word broadband. But what does broadband mean? It would be as if I'm sweeping, like a big sweeping frequency, moving from one frequency to another and back constantly. And then when I come into a situation, I align myself with the frequency of that situation, and I'm able to move into it and become one with it. And so when I come into these calls or when I'm doing spiritual work, my frequency just automatically aligns to what's required in that work. And when I'm doing something else, it doesn't always work this way. Sometimes I'm stuck. But if I'm not stuck, I will sweep
into the frequency. And if I'm by myself, I can feel that frequency or that sweep moving, and that I can come to a point where I can stop that frequency on the higher frequencies of our sources. And it's otherwise, it's like a background program because I'm in the frequency of the moment. And when I hit the sources, I say, "Are you there?" And I feel an energy come back to me. And I know I have connected. Now, some of you may be able to apply this because yesterday I was in the store. And there was a woman who passed me, and she was someone who was locked in at a very, very high frequency. And I knew it. I could feel it immediately. And when I said hello to her, she knew that I was locked in to her energy. And it's like she's the kind of person that if we stopped, she probably would have channeled. And then she started talking a little bit and talking about that she connects to angels and she connects to this. But she looked to me like she had a really hard time functioning in the lower levels, even though she was pretty joyous at the level she was at. In some levels, it would be neat to feel that constant joy that she was feeling. And Terry is sometimes, I think, I don't like to speak for Terry. She can correct me later. I don't want to pull her out of trance. But Terry is like that. She's kind of locked in to these really high frequencies. And so, I think I've had lots of lifetimes. I've had lots and lots and lots of experiences at all different levels so that I can automatically move into a level and be there. And I can see how I would come in at different lifetimes, and if I didn't have something to wake me up to reference the higher frequency, I would stay at a lower frequency or a more contracted space. So it's like a sweep. It's like a sweep going across things. Look in your own consciousness. Do you feel a sweep? I'm sure that everybody has a sweep within certain frequency bands. And of course, the goal, if you're on a higher path, is to increase your sweep to higher frequency bands and to have relationships with people in your space that can share that higher frequency. And then you feel comfortable and authentic, and you're in your highest place. And that it's easy to go into a life full of relationships and connections with lower frequencies, and you don't even connect to that higher frequency until something in the world connects with you that triggers you. I thought I'd give it over to our sources maybe to comment on this from their point of view.
Thank you. Give us a moment. Thank you. We thank Don for the important question, for the importance of knowing that when a person is connected with their frequencies, that they are moving forward on it, that it's important to know what is in synchronicity with the surroundings, what to stop, what to split through how to coordinate with one's surroundings. This is an important step.
Thank you. Is that the end of your comments?
Yes. Okay, this is Terry. I'm out of trance. Jim Leeds was calling, and so it threw me out of trance. He was calling on the phone. But give me a minute, and could you repeat your question?
Well, I was talking about my experience of feeling like I'm sweeping frequencies and that I kind of have the ability to lock in to the frequency that's presenting itself. And if I'm doing a good job, I'll lock into it, but then I'll move into a higher frequency and then move it with me when that's possible. And I was trying to give my human experience of how it feels to me to move through the air, moving into the areas of stuckness and moving out of it and being able to sweep back and forth. And I just asked for comments on that.
Thank you. When one is in any realm, in the higher realm or in the third density, then it is an area where one is open to those band of frequencies where they are synchronous. Because in the synchronization with the band of frequencies one is experiencing, this is what gives the manifestation or the ability to manifest within the density where they are and gives them the ability to bring things to them and to experience. So to lock in to a certain band is very important to be able to do that, and also to unlock if one finds themselves in an area where they are bombarded by things that they don't wish to experience, to be able to unlock from that, even if their physical body can't, but just for a little bit to reestablish connection with the higher frequencies, to bring some of the higher frequencies into the situation where they are. So this is in the area of tuning, where one sweeps the area in a broadband way where they are and connects with the frequencies around them. And this is one of the essential elements in bringing forth consciousness to the area where you are.
Thank you. Next question is from Lorena in Long Beach, California. And she talks about finding a website on the internet that is run by someone that claims to be an empath and says her mission is aligned with Source, and she is helping raise humanity's vibration to evolve the human species. And then she asked, is she from the negative or from the positive? Now, and Lorena and all of you, we are not here to take inventory on other people and say what they are and where they're from. Doing that in of itself would be a negative thing to do, because it would set us up as the bottom line that knows this and that and the other thing. And what's very important, most important, is that we give the keys so that you learn how to tell the difference. And to me, one of the keys is, what's your experience? If someone is evolving the human species, since you're human, then they should be able to generate an experience in you that's positive and wise, makes you wiser, makes you feel good. Something that says, I can see what they're doing. If they're saying that, and sometimes people, this is tricky, the answer to this is tricky, because sometimes people say that in a way to get you giving them energy. And they're in an exalted place, and that they can fool you into thinking that if you give them energy and give the, you know, pay attention to them and whatever, that it's going to create something positive for you. Now, it's possible that someone says that and that is actually doing that, but you're not in the place where you can pick up frequencies of what they're doing. In which case, you would have a hard time deciding if they were positive or negative. And so, you might, if you're intrigued by them, if somehow you're attracted to them, you might just have to pay attention for a while to see what happens. But ultimately, there should be some kind of shift inside yourself for anyone you're paying attention to. And it doesn't, you don't have to decide if they, well, if you're going to decide if they're negative or positive, then you have to think, are they tricking you in some way to give up your power to them so that you're disempowered and they have the power? It's complicated. It's not such an easy answer. And it's important for you to figure it out, even if you make a mistake, because making a mistake will create discernment on your part. You won't make the same mistake again. And one of the things is decide what the risk is to be involved with that person. For example, if the person says to you that what you need to do to work with me is give up all your possessions and sign over your house to me for this great work I'm doing. And there are people that say that. If they say that, and you're not sure 100% about their polarity, that's too big a risk to take, because now you can't come back. You've given up your grounding and given it to someone else. But if you just have to listen to some talks of theirs, and you can stop listening at any time, then there's very little risk in. Question from, let me just see here, David Ferringer in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And about 6 months ago, my niece Kara, who lives next door, saw odd lights in the field across from our property. It scared her. A few days ago, the lights came back. I'm assuming it's a probe of sorts that is either interested in the cows or perhaps the minerals in the ground. Is it possible to ask what they were doing, where they came from, without drawing unwanted attention to ourselves? Thank you.
Thank you. We do see that there is interest in the field, and not only interest in the field, but in the area around the field. When these lights are present, we suggest that you do not explore it too closely or connect energy-wise too closely to them, as we see an agenda there. We suggest that you let them be and keep your own energies. We do not wish to pull their intentions into our session.
Thank you. Next question from Don Herman. What is at the center of the universe? And, of course, I'm going to add to that, that we have a multidimensional universe. Do all the dimensions come together at the same center? And is there a way to understand it with our rational human minds?
Thank you. We refer to the law of one. And at the center of the universe, we could look at it two ways. One, the physical universe, and the other, the universe of all, where everything converges to one, to the God source. That is the true center, which is not a center at all, but is the beginning and the end of all.
So, one way of looking at it is the center of the universe is not a physical space, and in fact, all of us live in the center of the universe if we find our deepest truth?
That is correct. All live at the center of the universe. That is a very good way to put it, as all are one in that space. And out of that space, they move into the frequencies, the energy, the compartments, the individual lives, the galaxies. They
Thank
are
you.
All apart. Thank you.
This is a question from David A Grant in Mesa, Arizona. And more, I am getting thoughts that are coming together and making sense, and that I think it is my higher source. But I'm not sure, because I've heard the female voice of Mother Earth, I should say. I'm going to add this, what I think is the female voice of Mother Earth, and what I think is the he didn't say what I think, but I think that should be there. What I think is the masculine voice of the sun. I am interested to find out who is the voice or these voices that I'm experiencing guiding me more and more. Do I have a guide? I'm going to add here, do I have a positive guide, or does it vary? And I do normally do your prayer of letting in the light in the mornings before I leave the house daily. Thank you.
Thank you. You do have more than one guide, and you have guides at different levels. There are angelic guides that watch over you. There is Mother Earth that is there and has your welfare in concern. The sun also is a beacon. Then there are the higher realms, the higher gods. And then there is the one infinite creator, which has your welfare at heart.
Thank you. Well, you know what? It's 7:59. We've come to an end. That went fast. I thank you all for being here, and thank you all who submitted questions. And if you're one of those that's out listening to our calls all the time and never asked a question, please do. It's a rare opportunity, and don't worry if it sounds dumb. It's okay, because just the act of asking a question helps connect you, because they have to look at your frequencies. They have to move into your space to answer it, and that can make a track to help you get back to higher realms. So please take this opportunity. It's rare that we're doing this publicly and that for free on every Wednesday. And on that note, we will unmute everybody. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, everyone, volunteers. And we'll see you next time.